As more of us feel that it is best that we shelter for safety at home, I'm guessing we might be discovering a book or two that we possibly never quite finished reading or forgot about. Somehow, that book got buried, along with other books finished, or not even started. My eye happened to spot a book yesterday morning while I was lifting weights in the living room. Yes, living room. Like we're expecting company? I noticed a book by Dom Anselm d'Avril and Eric Palazzo entitled La vie des moines au temps de Grand Abbé, The Life of Monks During the Time of the Grand Abbeys. Suddenly, I seem to remember this book having a brief description of how monks read books privately around the year 1000 at Fleury, one of the largest Benedictine abbeys, located in France about midway between Bourges and Dijon. This abbey of Fleury is where the bones of Saint Benedict now rest, and the writer quoted in my book is the monk named Thierry of Fleury, who died in the year 1027. I will translate Thierry de Fleury's description of what happened in his monastery once a year, always at the beginning of Lent. He writes, "During the singing of the morning mass, someone stretched out some carpet in the chapter house." That's where monks heard one chapter of Benedict's rule read each day. And the armorer, he would be the official in charge of the library, set down all of the books he had carried out of the library. After reading the rule, the armorer then read from the slate tablets the names of all the brothers who had received books that same day in the preceding year. As each brother was named, he got up and put his book on the carpet. I'm guessing it was on a table. Then someone gave to each monk the book he had requested. The armorer wrote the names of the brothers in the books which they received. After the distribution, one carried the remaining and returned books back to the armory. That done, if one of the brothers had not read his entire book, he was supposed to beg forgiveness. End of quotation. We know that the books distributed at another grand abbey, that at Cluny, included titles such as The Conferences of the Church Fathers by John Cassian, The Writings of Various Individual Saints or Church Fathers, and there were four precious copies of the entire Bible. And one brother checked out the Book of Kings. But what strikes me, especially during this time of sheltering in place, is that a monk received only one book a year for reading. Elsewhere, we are told that some monks would meditate on ideas from that single book for one whole year, while other monks might try to memorize their book that year. Books were rare, hand-copied on parchment, or vellum if they had the money, carefully bound in leather. A really substantial monastic library in the year 1000 would seldom boast of more than 100 books, some of which would be duplicates. Well, we have more cookbooks than that. Smaller libraries of the time only had a handful of books, and none to lend for the year. Books were precious. They were treasures. Now, since every monk by the age of 20 was expected to have memorized the entire Book of Psalms, the monks obviously knew how Psalm 119 began, and how it stresses the importance of knowing and following God's laws, commandments, decrees, and precepts, all of which the monks learned and studied by reading, even if they read but one hand-copied book a year. Listen to the opening verses of Psalm 119, as translated by the Jewish Publication Society. Happy are those whose way is blameless, who follow the teaching of the Lord. Happy are those who observe his decrees, who turn to him wholeheartedly. They have done no wrong, but have followed his ways. You have commanded that your precepts be kept diligently. Would that my ways were firm in keeping your laws, then I would not be ashamed when I read all your commandments. I will praise you with a sincere heart as I learn your just laws. I will keep your laws. Do not utterly forsake me. This desire to follow the teachings and truths articulated in Scripture reminds me of a hymn I learned as a child in Goshen, Indiana. Teach me thy truth, O mighty one. This is a truly Mennonite hymn with words by Goshen College's professors Edith Whitmer and Walter E. Yoder. The hymn is sung for us by the Altar of Praise Men's Chorale. If you wish, you can hit pause, find your blue Mennonite hymnal, a worship book, turn to hymn number 548, and then rejoin me and follow the words. Number 548.
Teach me thy truth, O mighty one, from sin on.